The Mishnah Pirkei Avos, Paragimel, Mishnah Vav, teaches us, Rav Chalafta Ish Kfar Chananya, Omer, Chalafta from Kfar Chananya, would teach us, Asara Sheyoshvim Vaiskim B'Torah, if there are 10 people sitting and learning Torah, Shechina Shruya Beinehem, the Shechina is with them, Shenemar, Alakim Nitzah B'das Keil, the Tanya, the Shulchan Aruch Rav, tells us that whenever we have 10 Jews together, Malachim stand together with those Jews and protect them from any bad that could happen to them. And even that Malach himself is frightened from the Kedusha that emanates from 10 Jews being together. And as the Svarim HaKadoshim say, when we have a minyan of Jews together, it's a time with a Sharei Rachman V'Rotzen. It's a time when the gates of Rachman, the Sharei Shefo Bracha, the gates of tremendous Bracha, are opened up for Klal Yisrael. And nothing could stop them from being successful. And that's what the Mishnah says. Asara Sheyoshvim, as soon as 10 people sit together, Vayiskim B'Torah, and they learn Torah, without any specific preparation, right away, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there to protect them. The Mishnah continues, Umanaya Fil Chamisha. How do you know this applies even when we have 5? Shnema Val Gudosa El Oretz Yazda. So Mepharshim, the Sefer I saw Bonim Al Ovis, tries to understand, why does the Tanav Mishnah choose the number 5? We understand that there's a Madrega of 10, as we just discussed, but what's so special about the number 5? So he quotes the Gemara Masechta Chagiga Daf Gimel Mebeis. The Gemara quotes the Pasuk, Divrei Chachamim Kedarvoinois Ukumasmorois Netuim Balei Asufois Nitnu Miraya Echad. Explains the Gemara, Balei Asufois Elu Talmid Chachamim. The Pasuk, when it speaks about Balei Asufois, refers to Talmid Chachamim. Shiyoshim Asufois, Asufois, they sit in groups. Vaoiskim Matarim, they learn Torah. Halolu Matamim, Halolu Matarim. Some say Tomei, some say Tor. Halolu Oysu, Halolu Matirim. Some opinion is that it's also, some opinion have opinion that it's Mutter. Halolu Paisu, Halolu Machshirim. So says the Gemara, Shemi Yomer Odom. So a person will say, Heich ani loy mitayr ma'ata. How is it possible to learn if there's so many conflicting opinions? Tam loymer kulam nitnu miroy echad. The Torah comes from one place. Kel echad. Nostan. There is one God, Hashem, who gave us the Torah. Panis echad omram. Moshe Rabbeinu was the one that taught it to us. Repeat Adoin Kol Amasim Baruch Hu. The Ksiv V'Yedaber Elokim Es Kol Advar Me'elo. And therefore concludes the Gemara. Af Ata Asei Oznecha Kafrachas. Open up your ears. V'Kenei Lecha Lev Maven. And open up your heart. L'Shmoya. To hear the conflicting opinions. Divrei Metamim V'Sdivrei Metarim. As divrei oisrim, as divrei matirim, as divrei paisim, as divrei machshirim. So the Mashal points out that the Gemara speaks about matarim and matamim, matirim and oisrim. That means that it's not just that you have conflicting opinions, but each opinion has at least two opinions that are two members holding that way. So you have at least two people that are saying kosher, and at least two people that are saying treif, two people saying tameh, two people saying tahor. And when you have such a machloikis, such a difference of opinion, it's not just a person saying an opinion. It's already two people saying an opinion. And now you have a fifth person sitting there, and he has these two groups disagreeing. And he doesn't know, what do I do here? There's a significant group that has one opinion, and there's a significant group that has a different opinion. So, says the Maral, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu specifically wants that's the way Torah should be learned. He says, just like you have in the world positive forces, negative forces, they different forces, different powers that sometimes contradict each other, but together they make up what the world is. So too, in every opinion, when we learn Torah, there's emes. And even if there's strong opinion, that's how the world was created, and the world rests upon Torah. And because the world rests upon Torah, that's why you need all of at least five people, a strong group of saying one opinion, a strong group saying another opinion. And this person, this fifth individual standing there and not able to figure out what is happening here, but needs to see that this is what is the key in Ma'olam. Just like the world was created that way, that is the way Torah is learned. And in fact, I saw from the Chiddush HaHarim that one of the reasons we prefer to learn Talmud Bavli over Talmud Yerushalmi is that Talmud Bavli has much more of a shakl of a tarya, many more havaminas until the Gemara reaches a conclusion, until the Gemara comes to a maskana, versus the Talmud Yerushalmi, which is much more succinct, comes to the point. And in fact, that's pshat in the Gemara Masechta Sanhedrin, Daf Chof Tal Ramar Aleph, where the Gemara says, B'mechashachim Hashivani, it's a Talmud Bavli. B'mechashachim Hashivani, Talmud Bavli is difficult till you get to the maskana. But says the Shalos Tshuvos Eretz Tzvi, that dafka Talmud Bavli, dafka this type of learning, where there's a havamina and there are different opinions, is what keeps us b'machashachakim in the darkness of Golis Hoshivani to succeed and survive. And therefore, now when we live in Golis, we need to learn the Talmud Bavli, which is represented with this number of five, the two opposing opinions, and the fifth person sitting there. Continues the Mishnah, or Menayin Afilu Shloisha. How do we know even if three people are learning? Is the Shechina there? Shnemar Bekerev Elokim Yishbait. So the B'nai Yisoskar says that we know that the minig is that by Kiddush Levana, one person turns around to three people around him and they say Shalom Aleichem. Why? So he says that the first place we find in the history of the world where there was a dispute is with the moon. When the moon said HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we know when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the moon and the sun, they were equal in size. And the moon turned around to Hashem and said, two kings cannot coexist. So every month, when we say Kiddush Levana, we want to say, we're not going to follow that path of dispute, that path of disagreement. We're going to live together in peace and harmony with the people around us. But the question remains, so why three times? So he says, the Gemara Masechta Gittin, Daf Mem Vav Amud Aleph says, Yomim Shnayim, if the Pasuk says Yomim Rabim, so Yomim itself would refer to 2 days. Shnayim, Rabim, since the Pasuk as the word Rabim means three. So whenever we see three, that represents Rabim. The Pasuk says, Sholom Rav Loy Have Tarisecha. When we have a situation of Sholom Rav, we want Sholom Rav. And what is Sholom Rav? What is Rav? We just said three. So that's why by Kiddush Levana, to show that it's not just that we want to have Sholom with our neighbors, Sholom with our Chaverim, we want to have Sholom Rav. How is Sholom Rav signified? With three. So the same thing is when we learn Torah. When we have three people learning Torah together. So we have a situation of Sholom Rav Lahave Torah Secha. We create a matziv of Sholom Rav Lahave Torah Secha. When we create Sholom Rav, then we have success. Umanayim afilu shnayim. How do we know, continues the Mishnah, even by two people? Shenemar oz nidburu yirei Hashem ishel re'ehu v'yakshiv Hashem v'yishma. The Gemara in Masechta Brachos, Davov Amud Aleph, teaches us, Umanayim lasar shem espalim sheshchini imam, Umanayim sheshloi sheshiyosh v'medin sheshchini imam, Umanayim l'shnayim sheyosh v'mbayis v'tar sheshchini imam, ומנין אפילו אחד שיושב ועוסק בתורה ששכינה אימוי שנאמר בכל מקום שעסקר השמי עובי אליך עוברכתיך. Ask the Gemara, if וכי מאחד אפילו אחד, if even when one person is learning Torah, the Shekhinah is there, so tray mibayu, certainly when two people are learning. So answer the Gemara, tray michtav and milayu b'seif azachroinus, Achad lo michtav imayil b'sefer zechoynus. Pashup shan the Gemara is that when two people are learning Torah together, their acts, their learning is recorded in the sefer zechoynus in front of Hashem. But if only one is learning Torah, it's not recorded. But of course, the Mefarshim ask a question: why? Why, if only one person is learning Torah, isn't that Torah also Torah? He's doing a mitzvah. And of course, every time we do a mitzvah, that mitzvah should be recorded. What does the Gemara say that's not recorded? So Reb Tzadok HaKohen explains, it's not to be understood that if one person learns, his Torah is not recorded in Shemayim. Rather, when two people learn Torah, they have the schus that their Torah is nichtam b'sefer zechronus, their Torah is remembered. They have the bracha that their Torah will be remembered. Whereas when somebody learns Torah by himself, he doesn't have that schus. But why? So I saw the pasuk says, in Parshas Ekev, "V'rom levavcha v'shachachta." Gaiva is what causes people to forget. V'rom levavcha, you have gaiva v'shachachta, you forget the very Torah. When a person learns with another person, that's what a chavrusa. That's the best way to help that his Torah will not be forgotten. Why? Because if you learn with somebody else, he points out to you, you know, you made a mistake in how you set pshat in this Gemara. You don't know everything. Somebody else offers a different explanation. That causes that you shouldn't be Baal Gaiva, you see you're not the smartest. There's someone else that also knows how to learn. There's someone else that knows how to say pshat better maybe than you. That's great. Because then you become modest. And modesty is what causes you to succeed in learning. Says the Tana of Amish, says that's why two people who learn Torah and therefore act the opposite of gaiva, act with modesty, then the halacha is, then the Mishnah says that his Torah will be safe as a chronos, will not be forgotten. Concludes the Mishnah, how do we know that even for one person is learning Torah? The Shechin is there, Shenemar, Afilu, Shenemar, Bekomokim, Asha Askishmi, Ova Elechtecha, Uverachticha. What's the teaching us? The Tana is teaching us that, as we just learned, when you learn by yourself, you're more prone to making an error. When you learn by yourself, you don't have the bracha that we just learned of that you will not forget your learning. So a person may think, why should I learn by myself if I don't have all of these brachas? Tells us the Tana, become mokem asha askishmi. If a person learns Torah, no matter how difficult the circumstances are, how not perfect there is, we have a situation, still, u ova elecha uverachticha, a person will have bracha from his learning Torah.